If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Back to old school with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, old school. I was saying on the in-between segment, I need some new friends. Damian Daniels is a friend. Some other people like Nick, I don't know about that. But he picked up the phone. One of my best friends is on and popping. Recruiting coordinator for Rivals.com. Extraordinaire, Mr. Greg Smith. What's popping, my brother?
Hey, what's happening, man?
Greg, I'm telling you, look, everybody, Austin asked me how excited I am for the game, you know, just because I used to play. Now, this is right in your wheelhouse with the visitors coming in. I think, correct me if I'm wrong, we got 3 5-stars, 10 4-stars, and then a plethora of 3-stars. How excited are you over with what you're doing and where Nebraska football could possibly be with this type of talent coming in to Lincoln for Saturday night's game?
Yeah, it's an extremely exciting weekend. You know, anytime you get two like kind of historic rivals, a game that, you know, you hope is played, you know, pretty often, like some of those other old rivalries that Nebraska has, it's exciting. Then you add in, you know, the coach prime factor against, you know, Matt Rhule, who is also a notable coach. You got the quarterback matchup between Shador and Dylan, and then all these recruits coming in. Like, yeah, it's very exciting. I can't wait to be parked right here where I'm sitting right now on the couch in the basement to watch it out this Saturday night.
So, Greg, I want to ask you, obviously, I'm going to stay in my wheelhouse and linebacker, right? Alabama commit, Merritt, he kind of, you know, coming in on the sneak to this game. You were the first one to break the news. How big is that for Nebraska? Because I personally felt, even though when he committed to Alabama, there still was good tread on the tires from Nebraska in the job that, you know, Matt Rhule and company have done. Now he's coming to experience a really cool atmosphere, along with Nebraska being able to put, be in a position to go 2-0 after a good performance in week one.
Yeah, huge, huge deal. Like, and you know, as soon as he told me that he was making this visit, I was like, man, this is one that's, A, going to perk up Nebraska fans' ears, obviously, anytime you have a four-star linebacker coming in. But B, that definitely tells me, like you were saying, that the door is definitely not closed there between him and Nebraska. And him coming in for this game with all the excitement around it. And it's not just, you know, with him being from pretty close away in Kansas City, you know, they feel some of that buzz, too, about what's happening with this program right now, and specifically with this game. And it also shows you another thing that I know we've talked about here before, is that Nebraska does a real sneaky good job of keeping in contact with kids and keeping that relationship going even after they commit elsewhere. I don't think, especially if the season continues to go the way we, you know, you hope that it will, like, I don't think this will be the last kind of flip target that comes into Lincoln this season.
And talk about some of the guys coming in. You got Cantwell coming in. You got some other guys coming in. Talk about let's focus on the 3-5 stars, where you got Michael Terry III, an athlete, Jackson Cantwell, and you got Brandon Arrington. Talk about those three, you know, football players and what they possibly could bring to Nebraska in the future.
Yeah, anytime you're talking about 5-star caliber players coming in, and you know that'll get your attention. That also they're also fantastic football players. Michael Terry is one. They're locked in a battle, mainly I think with Texas right now. It feels like Texas has the momentum, but and we've said this before. Anytime a kid comes to Lincoln, Nebraska for a game day, especially for a big game like this, you never know what could happen if Nebraska wins this game with Michael Terry. He's got a great relationship with Nebraska. They're kind of pitching to him to be able to use him as a little bit of a Swiss Army knife in that offense, and I think they've got, you know, some good ammunition there to be able to say, hey, this is what we would do with you, and you'd be able to catch passes from Dylan Raiola. When it comes to Jackson Cantwell, this is a kid that I think he's rated for us as the best offensive lineman in America in 2026. I think he could challenge for even that number one spot overall, even though he's number two right now. So that's nothing to sneeze at either. But anytime that you can get Cantwell back on campus, that's great, because Nebraska is going to go up against the who's who of college football for his signature, including Georgia and Alabama. So that one's going to be tough. But getting him back for his first game day visit of the season is really big. And then Brandon Arrington, the wide receiver, you want to continue to make hay with some of those big-time wide receivers, right? What was all the talk this weekend coming out of the game? How many different clips of Dylan Raiola cut-ups and throws did you see this weekend? That makes it out to those receivers as well. And so for him to get in, see the atmosphere in person, see those passes in person, that'll go a long way there as well.
And one guy that's real interesting to me, is number one, is because he's committed to the other school that I really hate, is Oklahoma. Talk about Cortez Mills, obviously Oklahoma commit, but he's a 4-star receiver, willing to come in here and experience this Nebraska-Colorado rivalry.
Yeah, I thought that he's in a similar situation, honestly, for me, as, you know, as we talked about with Dawson Merritt, where when he committed to Oklahoma, I was like, okay, yeah, this might be the first commitment. We'll see kind of how it goes. And I knew Nebraska would stay in contact with him because that's another one of those Florida speedsters, a wide receiver that has put up some really big numbers down south, right? And I think that Nebraska really likes him, kind of like reminds me a little bit of Ja'Cory Barney from last year's class.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's countrymd.com/energy.
Moreno is a MAGA mistake for Black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by Win Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Who's currently already playing out there on Saturdays for Nebraska. And so, you know, to get him in to come in for this visit is important, but it is even more important for a reason that I don't know that people always realize. Brett Venables in Oklahoma, they kind of have a rule that if you're committed that you can't then go take visits elsewhere. They're one of those schools that tries to enforce that. I know Iowa does that. Clemson does it as well. And so him taking this visit anyway is an indication of how serious he is about Nebraska. So he makes it on campus on this visit. I think they've got a real opportunity to make some headway in that recruitment.
And you know what's really cool about Nebraska, where it's, you know, I think Matt Rule and those guys have done a, you know, really good job, especially here in the like recent, is doing some background checks on guys and see if they have Nebraska connections. Whereas you think of Jackson Cantwell, we'll go back to him. You know, his uncle, Adam Hasselbrook, played with me along with his other uncle, Corey. And so it's good. You got a little bit of a leg up there. Hopefully you get him on campus and experience what it's like, because I know these two uncles have been working hard to get him committed. Of all the other guys coming in, Greg, who are the maybe top two or three targets, not the big name guys that possibly could, or Nebraska have an inside track on coming out of this weekend?
Yeah, there's a few kids that have fit into that. One, I'll give you in the region, the running back in 2026, D. Walker out of Missouri. He's at the Ray Peck High School. It's the same high school that current wide receiver Jaden Doss is from. I've seen him play a couple of times, saw him this summer as well in 7-on-7. He's an electric running back because he can also play some wide receiver. He's good at running routes and catching the ball out of the backfield. And to have a four-star guy like that at running back in the region, I think that's somebody that Nebraska fans really need to keep track of. I also think a pass rusher out of Kansas, and Hunter Higgins is a guy to really know and to keep an eye on. That's kind of under the radar right now. And then I'll go up north to the Dakotas, Hudson Parliament, an offensive lineman that I think has a chance to be a four-star kid when it's all said and done. You don't get a lot of them from up there, but he's a nasty offensive lineman that I think that Donovan Raiola would get along with very well up front.
And you mentioned Dylan Raiola, obviously, with the videos, which obviously is a recruiting tool as well, just because just a year ago, you know, he's in the same shoes as some of these young men are. But talk about also some of the present recruits or that are commits that are able to do some peer recruiting, peer pressure, I guess I'd like to call it, but peer recruiting. You're talking about Caden Vermes, and then obviously TJ Latif and a couple other guys are able to talk to guys and give them the ins and outs of the program when the coaches are out there busy winning this game against Colorado.
Yeah, I think that that's something that, you know, can sometimes get overlooked. You know, sometimes you look up at these visitor lists and you're like, man, there's a lot of kids that are already committed. Is it really that big of a deal if they're coming in? No, it's a huge deal to get those kids in as well for two reasons. One is something you didn't mention, which is, you know, just kind of keeping them, you know, with the good warm fuzzies about Nebraska, making sure that everything is going well. And, you know, you're checking all the boxes to keep them committed. But then also, those are your best ambassadors for the program. When you're on a visit weekend like this, then you have multiple guys that are in. You know, Caden Vermont is hanging out with Christian Jones to be able to try to get him to be, you know, part of the program. Like, that ends up being a really big deal. So, no, they'll those guys, and all of those guys love to do it too, right? All those guys that you mentioned, Lateef, Vermont, Tyson Terry, all those guys love to be able to say, hey, we were able to help bring these guys here, and we want to help show them a good time and show them what we've seen that makes us want to be part of the program.
Greg, one more before we let you get out of here. I wanted to ask you just to, one, I guess, give realistic expectations. Again, once again, we're talking to national recruiting analyst for Rivals and Yahoo Sports, my man Greg Smith. Talk about the process, how this goes. Obviously, it's a huge weekend, right? There's a ton of pressure. Obviously, you want to go out there and perform well, most importantly, as the team. But you got a lot of guys coming in on visits for this game, but then also see the stadium and obviously the Big Red Project and so forth and so on. Talk about what happens after this, right? Because let's just play what we know and hope is going to happen. Nebraska wins. What happens after this? Is it a big closing weekend, or is it, hey, you had a great time, we're on the way, you could be a big part of this, what we could do in the future, we're going to need a drop dead date, like I like to call it, that we're going to need to commit so we can kind of move forward in this process of continuing to win games and get Nebraska back on the right track?
Yeah, I think it's validation, right? I think that if Nebraska wins this game in front of all of these kids, and, you know, it's a great atmosphere, a night game, you can picture how that would end up being and what that scene looks like after the game, right? What you then go to those kids and say, if you're Matt Rhule and his staff, is, hey, you know, Michael Terry, we've been trying to tell you all offseason long and this whole time that we were recruiting you that we're on the way, right? That this is us being able to take that next step as a program. There was a bit of data point to have validation to be able to show that. You can go to, like, an offensive lineman and say, hey, Samuel Utu, you see that progression that we've made up front under Coach Donovan Rayola, and you can see how if we put you in there, it's going to be even better, right? Like, I think that those are the things that you're then able to say, because it just gives you a little more proof, because kids know as well. Kids have seen all of the stats that they put up during the game last week about the year two Matt Rhule bump and then what goes on to happen in year three and all of that. So if they can start to see that here at Nebraska, then they believe that, yeah, that's going to happen for us here too, and I definitely want to be a part of that.
There it is. Big weekend, Greg. I know you need to get your rest, but then more importantly, I know you're going to have the best seat in the house, obviously, chilling and like we say, chilling and grilling. Hopefully watching the Huskers pull out a victory, man, and I know you're going to be traveling, but you'll be back and safe. Appreciate you jumping on this week and dropping some knowledge on what could possibly come out after Nebraska beats Colorado. Once again, Greg Smith, Jay Foreman, Austin Norman. This is Old School. We're going to take a quick break and be right back.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.